So for law school, you don't, it doesn't really matter. you pretty much can have an undergrad in anything. But if you want to pursue patent law, then, which is also very specific and very specialized. So you could either do chemical patents, and that's a very, very specialized area of law where you need a chemistry undergrad. And it's very valuable, and people are seeking, people who have a chemistry undergrad and want to do law at the same time. Or you could do, I think there's something biochemical, or if you want to go in that area. So, yeah, but in other respects, I mean, I don't think law school has any requirements, at least not when I applied, in terms of courses that you have to take.
Yeah, again, it depends on which field you want to go into. The field that I went into, because I had biochemistry, I soon found out, and governments are wonderful. They change regulations on you as you're going through. When I started in my position, I was fine as a Bachelor of Science. They said, that's great. And then the government came along and Ministry of Health and said, oh, well, to continue working in a medical laboratory, you have to have a technologist diploma. Okay, great. So I went through, took it at night, and because I had the biochemistry background, boom, in 1 year of night courses, I had my technologist diploma. And then I went on and I said, okay, well, there's an advanced one. I took that the next year. So I got as high as I could in the technologist, but it was all because I had streamlined into biochemistry as opposed to a broader subject base.
I don't know how to answer that question from my personal experience, my bachelor is in chemistry and my PhD is in chemistry, but specializing kind of interdisciplinary between biochemistry and chemistry. And now I work in biochemistry platform, but work a lot on biophysics as well. And for our summer student, co-op student, a lot of entry-level people, they have background either chemistry, biology, biochemistry, lab medicine, pathology, all kinds of things. So we're looking at quality of the person, not necessarily exactly what you studied in school. So organizational behaviors are also very important. So yeah, so whatever you feel.
I think you did answer that question. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Karen.
Well, I'm a chemistry teacher. I guess you have to be, you have to know chemistry to teach the course. My background being biochemistry, I'll say one thing first, just with the discussions that we've been having within the chemistry teachers when we go to PD sessions or PA sessions, I think, I don't know what it is at York, but at least in teaching, not a lot of chemistry teachers are actually pure chemists. And I know the Science Teachers of Ontario wants pure chemists. So with all the jobs, you know, insecurity, I guess, in teaching, if you have a pure chemistry degree, you'll be desired. So keep that in mind. But I, you know, what I tell my students is we're living, man, ever evolving in a society. I mean, changes are so rampant. So don't lock yourself really into anything. I think back in the 1990s, there was a book I was saying to Peter that came out that said the working people at that time in the 90s would go through 5 or so careers. I'm sure it's more now. So keeping yourself flexible. Courses are always available. I mean, I guess with chemistry online courses, I don't go for those. But you know, even if you've, you know, in terms of the, you know, your students being concerned as to what they should or not be taking, just being open. And yes, they may be doing something today, but tomorrow take another course if they need to. Okay. Right?
I just want to do a follow up on what you just said about chemistry teachers. Would that the same logic relate to, like, say, biology teachers or math teachers? Mm-hmm. So a math teacher, the government is looking for people who majored in math, ideally?
This is just within the science teachers, okay. You know, when we have our meetings, that they're just concerned with all the safety. Part of, I'm sure you've heard the news, lots of accidents have been happening in labs. You know, students getting hurt. And anytime a student gets hurt, the board is liable. And one of the, I'm sure it's a political move, is somehow maybe blame the teacher. Maybe they're not skilled enough in knowing about the chemistry, knowing about the chemicals that are actually engaged in experiments. So that's why I guess the pull for really having pure chemists and real chemists, somebody who understands how these chemicals work, rather than just having a generalist, for example, especially at the senior level, grades 11, 12.
Okay, thank you.
I guess since I'm a biology graduate and it says chemist over there on the sign, I have to say that specialization where I'm working now is not terribly critical. And I, having worked in sales, technical sales or chemical sales, and in environmental consulting, now in government chemistry, the BSc seems to be important if you're having the science degree rather than maybe a more general degree is helpful. But I'm racking my brains to think if I know of any colleagues who are pure chemistry graduates. There are biochemists, there are molecular biologists, there are physicists, there's a wide range. The one thing I'll say about the government as far as degrees and opportunities, the level of your degree can be very important depending on what you want to do. In our research area, we just broadly classify the people who work there. There's people we call technicians. In fact, that's underrating them. They do a huge variety of work. Then there's the professional scientists, the chemists, biologists, physical scientists, and then what they call the research scientists. So if you aspire to be a research scientist to do a lot of independent research, you absolutely require a PhD, and it's quite a separate career stream in the federal government from any of the others, which may or may not require a specific degree. Usually it'll be worded something like a degree in atmospheric chemistry or equivalent degree in the physical sciences or equivalent work experience. And so that's where I came in. I had a biology degree, but worked in chemistry all my working life. So I think the exact specialization is not critical. I don't think you'd be cutting off opportunities by taking one versus another, but maybe the overall degree level, if you're thinking of going on to grad school, you might want to think about how that relates to the job opportunities out there.